New claims for unemployment benefits have been steadily rising since mid-October. Indiana Public Broadcasting's Justin Hicks reports, economists say it's proof that COVID-19, not government restrictions, is hurting the economy.
The uptick in new unemployment claims almost mirrors the rise in coronavirus infections reported by the state. And even though there's less ongoing claims being filed, a sizable amount is from people who used up their 26 weeks of regular benefits. Rachel Blakeman is the director of Community Research Institute at Purdue University, Fort Wayne. She says jobs exist when consumers have a demand for, or feel safe enough, to use those services. And as long as a deadly virus is raging through the state, people won't be going out as much.
Part of this is being driven by changes being dictated by the government, but as much, if not more so, are changes being done by individual consumers. So let's remember that the economy is interconnected.
Blakeman says as many temporary benefits for unemployed workers end this month, we're staring at an economic cliff for far too many families. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Justin Hicks.